Recorded Books presents A Case of Spirits by Peter Lovesey. Narrated by David Thorpe. What's a medium? He's a means. Good, bad, indifferent, still the only means spirits can speak by.
What do you take me for? It's more than my career's worth to help myself to clients' property. Jesus, I'm booked for another 3 seances at Dr. Probert's. Scientific stuff. The next one's on Saturday. I'd have to be off me head to filch his pictures, wouldn't I?
Cribb nodded. No question about it. He leaned forward. These things that happen in the seances, Mr. Brand, spirit hands and that sort of thing, do you actually believe in them yourself? There was a pause. Then Brand said,
You're trying to trap me, copper. I ain't obtaining money by false pretences, if that's what you mean. My clients understand that I can't guarantee nothing without the cooperation of the spirits. You can ask Miss Crush or Dr. Probert or his daughter or any of them what they've seen and heard. Things happen when I put my hands on a table. Strange things that none of us can account for nor control. Not even them that comes from Scotland Yard. Have you ever heard of objects being spirited away?
Yes, quite often, said Thackeray. But we always get the blighters in the end.
Chapter 1. It's all absurd, and yet there's something in it all I know. How much? No answer. 4 pairs of hands were pressed palm downwards on the mess room table at Paradise Street Police Station, Rotherhithe. A uniformed sergeant, pale and gaunt behind a magnificent moustache, was exhaling evenly and audibly, as if at a medical inspection. But his eyes were closed in the proper manner of a medium in trance.
By George, I can hear something rapping, whispered a young constable to his right.
That's the buckle of his belt knocking against the edge of the table, pointed out an older officer facing him.
The table moved, insisted the constable. I felt it move.
Lord help us. You're right. The blooming thing's coming alive.
The medium had grown noticeably more pink. His eyes remained closed and his hands stayed firmly on the table, which was unquestionably mobile. The vibrations seemed to originate at the opposite end, where a stoutly built sergeant was seated. The table looked like shortly achieving sufficient momentum to overturn altogether, but a timely stiffening of the medium's arms restored stability. At the same time, he emerged sufficiently from his trance to glare across the table.
"Spirits are agitated tonight," said the fat sergeant in justification.
"Perhaps they've got a message for us," suggested the young constable.
"Wait a bit," said the medium in a strange voice. "There's something coming through."
The officers round the table peered expectantly at him as he began to moan. At the far end of the room, a large, bearded detective constable continued unconcernedly with the report he was writing.
"Is there someone there?"
asked the medium, addressing his remark to the ceiling. The flame in the gas lamp above the table might have leapt a quarter inch higher, but there was no other appreciable response.
"Are you trying to get through?"
3 faint knocks were heard from under the table.
"Did you hear that?"
demanded the young constable.
"That's one of them for sure," confirmed the sergeant, shuffling in his chair. "It's their way of communicating. 3 knocks for yes, 1 for no."
"Do you have a message for one of us?"
the medium asked the spirit. The 3 knocks were repeated, more boldly.
"Is it for the sergeant here?"
1 knock indicated that it was not.
"The constable on my left?"
1 knock.
"The one on my right, then?"
The young constable sighed in relief as the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?